We continue our learning. We are in Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that those who were killed by Beis Din are not buried in their ancestral burial plot. They have separate cemeteries for them. But the Mishnah here teaches us that once the flesh is decomposed, we can reinter the bones. Nisakel habasar, if once the flesh has decomposed, melakten es atzamos v'kovin osanum koman, then we gather the bones literally, and we can bury them in their proper place in the family burial plot. If now you've had the person has had kapara, the body is he's been executed, the body has been disgraced enough, it's decayed, so now he has kapara, now he can be reinterred. Then the Mishnah says, ha-krovim ba'in v'sho'alim b'shlom ha-dayonim. And after the person is killed, the relatives should come and ask how the Dayanim are doing, how the Edom are doing. There should be shalom between them, and to greet them, ask for about their welfare. Why didn't they do that? Klomar, as if to say, Shein bilibenu aleichem klum. We don't have anything against you. Shedin emes dantem. We assume that you judged properly, that it was truthful, the testimony and the judgment, and therefore, our relative deserved to be killed. And that's why they come and ask the Shalom and the Dayanim and the Edim. Volumes Ablam, but the relatives do not sit Shiva, there's no Avelus for the person who's executed by Beis Din, and that's true even after the body is reinterred. Aval Oninim, but they can feel sad. Shein Aninus Elevalev. Aninus is not a public display. Aninus is something in the heart. So emotionally, there certainly is nothing wrong with them feeling sad of the loss of their relative. The Bartanur explains, Lefi Shaha Avelus, why do they not mourn? Maybe they should be able to mourn after they reinter the body. Lefi Shaha Avelus takes effect when the golel is covered, which is putting the stone on top of the coffin, or as we do, we fill in the grave. Once that happens, that's stimas hagola. That's when avelus begins. Uva us, and that's why that moment. That's when the avelim. That's we have a shura. We're menachem avel. Only at that point when we finish the burial. Uva osa shah amis amalim. But at that moment, there is no avelus. Shelo nigemara kaparas. Because the atonement is not complete until the flesh has decomposed. Once the avelus is pushed off, so then it's going to be pushed off and they're not going to be misavel at all. We begin the seventh parak. Arba misos nimsru leveisten. Four misos were given to the Beis Din, and this is a Beis Din of 23. Skila, Srefa, Herig, Vechenik. Skila, which is stoning, we mentioned. We've been discussed that at length. Srefa, which we'll discuss beginning the next Mishnah, that's burning. Herig, which is beheading. And Vechenik, which is strangulation. That is, and not only are those four, but they're in that order because of severity. Skila is more severe than Srefa, and Srefa more severe than Hereg, and Hereg more severe than Chenek. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, the order is Srefa, Skila, Chenek, Vahereg. In fact, Srefa is the most severe, and Hereg is the least severe. And then the Mishnah concludes, Zo mitzvah saniskolim. What we discussed up until now is how we give someone skila, but we'll discuss the other three as well. What's the basis of this machlokes? So we'll learn in the ninth perek that Rabbi Shimon believes that Srefa should be the most severe because that is what a bas kohen, who is mezaneh, is going to get it. So she's married a nesua. That's what she is. That's what she's going to get if she is mezaneh. This is from the Mishnah later on in Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel. It says, "Amar Rabbi Shimon, ilu lo ha'yisa sreifa chamura lo nitna levas kohen jezinsa." That's what he said. Obviously, sreifa is the most chamura because the vas kohen was mezaneh, so she committed adultery. So that's very, very strict. That's even more strict than skila. The chachamim disagreed. Chachamim said, "No, on the contrary, amru lo." This is also from that Mishnah. Ilu lo ha'yisa skila chamura lo nitna lamagatif lo avir avadozara. We'll see this later as well. And they say, "No, on the contrary." Skila must be more chomer. That's what's given to the Megadif, one who curses God and one who worships Avodah Zarah. That's why Skila is the most chomer. Why is there a machlokes with respect to Chenek and Hereg as well? The Chachamim say Hereg is more severe, and Rabbi Shimon says that Chenek is more severe out of those two. So that's based on the Ir HaNidachas, the city where most of the people have worshipped Avodah Zarah. So we know the halacha is that we burn all of the possessions of the city. The people in the city are beheaded. They get hereg. But what do we do to the person who incited the people, the mesis of that city? So here there's a debate. According to Rabbi Shimon, What happens? Those people who are maces, who incite the city, they are punished with chenek. So, and the people who were persuaded by them are punished with herek. So if that's true, they're beheaded. So obviously the maces, the one who causes them to worship of Dozara, should be, is worse, is more severe. So if he's getting chenek, so then that shows that chenek is more severe than herek, because the people only, the people are getting herek, and this person who's maces is getting chenek. Chenek must be more severe. But the chachamim disagree, because they believe that the person who's maces the others gets skila. There's no difference between that and worship of Avodah Zarah. You cause people to worship Avodah Zarah, so you get skila. The people of the Ir HaNidachas, so they're not, because it's the whole city, they don't get the classic Avodah Zarah punishment of skila. They're going to get hereg. But there's no proof from here that hereg is going to be that there's no proof that, like Rabbi Shimon says, that chenek, strangulation, is more severe than hereg. Not at all. Hereg is more severe. Now, why do the Chachamim believe that hereg is more severe than chenek, that beheading is harsher than strangulation? Because the people who worship Avodah Zarah in that Ir HaNidachas, so what happens to them? They get hereg, and they don't get chenek. So the fact that we give them hereg, and that's very serious, Avodah Zarah, shows that hereg is obviously more severe than chenek. Why is it important to know which is more chomer than the other? So the Bar Tanura says, "V'nafkamina l'mishen is chayv shtei misos." Dekai malon nido dedino b'chamura. The now practical application of that is someone who was chayv two punishments, two averos for which he's chayv two different misos based in. You're supposed to get only, you can't only kill a person once. So you give him the more severe. Which is the more severe? So that's why we have this debate between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim.